This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, November 26th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neary, and I shall be your host today. Today, I have the studio filled. The studio is filled.
All the food left over from yesterday still on your mind.
Yes. I have people in studio. I have two guests, actually. I have a member from the Cancer Society of the Bahamas, Miss Gina Rowe. Then I have my friend from Rand Foley is also here. So I'm going to give time for both of them to explain what big things are happening at both of their institutions, right? This is Cancer Society, as you said, celebrating Christmas, right? So they have Love Lights a Tree 2024. And I'm going to get some details about that. So I will further ado, let me introduce Gina. And Gina, what do you do at the Cancer Society? Because I don't know, do big things all the time, but go ahead.
I do whatever needs to be done, actually, but I'm chairing the event for the Love Lights, which is where we light that 40-foot Christmas tree right there by the Marlin Marathon, right next to CIBC.
Nice.
And we're about to light that, actually, Friday evening at 6 p.m.
This Friday at 6 p.m.
This week, Friday. It's a family fun event. Like, you can come out. We have lots of entertainment. We have the new School of Music. We also have Aquinas College Marching Aces, which I understand is off the chain.
Yes, it
both
is.
Both of them. Mm-hmm. And we have, and so we kind of entertain, we sing Christmas, and we give persons hope and cheer to take them through the Christmas season.
So it's like a big concert that's going to be happening
on
Friday. Yeah,
but it's very short because we try not to take it too long. Yeah, you got to be on time.
So now let's go on specific on what time I need to be present to see everything.
You need to be there at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock on the door.
And I'm going to be looking for you.
No, of course.
And I'm going to look for everyone else too.
Yes, I tend to blend in the background so you might have to look.
That's okay. Okay. I have good eyesight.
Good.
I'll put
good.
On glasses just in case I miss you, right?
I understand. How long has the Cancer Society been doing this, actually?
Part of the this is our 34th annual.
34 years.
Yes. A tree, this tree that we have now, we just had to get a tree like about 4 years ago because, you know, we have to keep it in storage every year, take it out, bring it back with a crane and all that, make sure all the... After quite a few years of use... We had to just get a new tree about 4 years ago. But it's been it lights up the area there. And most people don't even realize it's a Cancer Society's tree, actually.
I'm impressed with that. Mind you, I see them erecting the tree now when you drive past them. You see the big crane right next to CIBC there, right in the eastern south part of the mall, I guess.
Yeah.
Why does the Cancer Society think it's necessary that they do this every year? I know you want to help the families come out and participate, but what is the objective?
We like to let persons know that no matter what is going on in your life, there's always hope. And we like to say that, you know, if you come out and light the tree, you see all the beautiful lights lit up. Light your life with love throughout the year.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Know that there is hope. We have so many people that come out and tell the stories. Last year we had Jay come out. He's a 16-year-old, and he spoke about his road with cancer and how it had changed his life and whatnot. We try to use kids. Not all the kids that we use are kids that suffer or have been through cancer. But we try to use a lot of kids who understand whether it's the healing power of God with cancer, who someone would have had cancer. Like, we have coming to do a little line who was so proud that her Grammy was healed from cancer. You know, but I think that's a great testimony to give people hope for the Christmas or the new coming years.
So for persons who've never attended the Tree Lighting event, right, even though this is a spectacular event and something that is held that people tend to go year after year, what can they expect? And you tell me earlier that it's a short event, so you got to come on time. But like for like events, the timeline.
How it is.
Yeah.
We have Pastor Jay Sims. He will be coming to give us, he's from Christian Life Church and Ministries International. He'll be giving us a little, you know, short sermonette and just a word of hope going through. We have Mr. Valentino Bethel, who'll be our master of ceremony, so he'll keep everyone going. Mm-hmm. And this year we have little Laval Vane. He's 6 years old. He's going to light the tree for us this year. Not a survivor. He's just, you know, he's been out there helping. He just enjoys doing stuff and helping kids out there and teaching how to give back. Then we're going to have the new School of Arts. They're coming in. They're supposed to be doing a duet with the Trump, with the bass. I can't remember what.
No,
they
go
have
ahead.
A mm-hmm. duet coming in doing. And then we have someone else coming in from them as well, who is solo,
mm-hmm.
kind of like a medley, just a Christmas medley. And then we close out with the Aquinas College Marching Aces, who will close us out with a bang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're looking for that to go, you know, to end at least with everyone smiling and sharing. The tree will be lit at that point. And
this event actually starts a Christmas event for the Bahamas.
Yes.
You do the cancer light, and then all events
so
follow afterwards.
Tree lighting starts. Yeah. Most people start tree lighting right after we do that. We usually do it the day right after Thanksgiving, which is Friday.
Day right after Thanksgiving. And I had a text who said, is it 6 a.m. or 6 p.m.?
Oh, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I am not a morning person. If you see me on something, if it's 6 a.m., check your calendar. It may not be me there.
But I appreciate your timeliness. Y'all are always on time. And my children look for it. We tow that road up and down as we drive to QZ every day. And so we look for the tree. And as you say, in a season where there's so much struggle going on, you do choose hope. And I just have to say, I know your work over the years. And I really appreciate you and your team for everything you continue to do
with such
positivity and uplifting spirit.
You know, we really, really try because I don't know if you guys know, but, you know, the purpose of everything we do is really to raise funds mm-hmm. as well as to give hope and education and whatnot. And this is an event that we don't raise a lot. We do ask persons to give if they can, but we don't.
So there is like a collection period that I can.
In front of the mall at Marathon, right there in front of Kelly's.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, from now, 10 in the morning till 6 in the evening until Friday, where we actually do collections. And we do have a box out there that we collect. We don't pressure people to give, but I don't know, a lot of people don't realize that Cancer Society not only educates and does so much things and out there to help persons with cancer, but we also bring in Family Island patients who have cancer.
True resource.
Who are getting treatment. It's free of charge. They stay them and a caregiver, and we take them back and forth to the hospital, and we help wherever we can. And we're in the process. We have 10 rooms, and we've outgrown that.
Okay, so tell me more about the rooms. Where is your rooms located?
The rooms are right there. Do you know where Cancer Society is, which is like three doors down from Zednest?
Okay, yes.
Right down the hill mm-hmm. from Zednest is the Cancer Society. So we already have, that's the Cancer Society's office and the Cancer Caring Center.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to build an additional 10 rooms. We hope to break ground on that early next year.
And all the funds and donations that you generate, you tend to reinvest into that to
of
make
course,
sure.
Yes. We're intending to break ground. We hope to finish within 1 to 2 years, according to how donations come along. We've been saving and putting together to start that out.
And needing support from the Cancer Society, where do they get to contact you to just read up on resources or on the possibilities of getting assistance?
Well, every family island just about has an office set up in their area. Mm-hmm. Like, so like you'd have Andras. Andras has, you know, Andras Cancer Society. Abaco has one. But I mean, persons can always reach out to Cancer Society in Nassau. We're on www.cancersocietyofbahamas.org. You can go on there. All of our contacts are there. You can reach out to us there, or you can call us in at any time. I mean, most of the time that you can get better information would be throughout the day, because that's when we have a full staff on, okay, that they'll be able to answer any questions. Or, but we also have persons go over to different islands. If you go on the Cancer Society's website, we have persons go to family islands throughout the year and actually do screening for cancer. Mm-hmm. And that's how a lot of the persons know that they have cancer. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of them can't afford to go to the doctors.
Yeah, and I understand and appreciate that. And even in terms of the screening for cancer, does the Cancer Society sponsor that?
Or yes. That's done through our sponsors, whatever sponsors we would have. That and that's why we say, you know, we're not just out there begging because we want money.
But begging's it.
Yeah, we ain't begging because we need money or we want. We're because we're really trying to do more to help the Bahamian public at large. And I think it's, what, four of us sitting in this room now, and I'm sure each of us could name at least 10 persons, yeah, that we know that would have been affected some way or another with cancer.
And mm-hmm. And persons that have been helped by the Cancer Society. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the warmth and the commitment that you exude through this interview is what I find when I meet anyone who's involved with your organization. So again, thank you so much.
Oh. That's so nice to hear.
Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah. I always love when Catherine comes in. A question on the tree. I want to know the size.
You and all the kids.
You like
the,
yeah, yeah, I like lights. My like, wife stops at every house.
Is this a Rockefeller Christmas tree? How big do you want?
Like I said earlier, let me tell you, we have, I think I could comfortably say we have the largest Christmas tree on the island.
It's not a fight, but y'all win.
I don't think anyone has a bigger tree than us.
But it's a big tree.
It's 40 feet.
40 feet is huge.
Yeah.
It's a giant tree.
Yeah. And we light it up just hoping that it brings, you know, light and cheer and laughter to.
And somebody go and take a picture of that. I adore Christmas time because it gives activities for families to do. And like I said, my wife likes lights. So we tend to drive around Nassau, New Providence, and stop at people's house and just take
light. Big thing when we were kids. Yeah. Everyone would load up, get and ice cream, still, go light
I
watching.
I still like to do that, actually.
No. And as you said,
everyone
used to
go to Stairs Hill, right?
Yeah.
Stairs Hill, then you can head straight down there to the mall and see the big pretty tree, right?
And stop at the Stairs Hill Park right here and take pictures.
One of the things you said is this isn't necessarily a big fundraiser, even though you do consistently fundraise because of the resources that you offer the community. But you're doing this to create joy and hope because that in itself is healing and medicinal. And again, much needed now. Nowadays. So thank you. And if you see that box outside of Kelly's, you know, as Aaron just said in the previous show, you have a little bit of money that you could have spent on cup or something else. Please drop it in the box and support, because this, as a community, as a neighborhood watch, as people that have to look out for each other, especially in these times, you do such a good job helping those at the most vulnerable.
Thank you so much.
But let's recognize some of your sponsors, Ms. Rule. Who are sponsoring your event?
Kelly's House and Home, the Marlin Marathon, Executive Printers, Colina, Rotary Club of East Nassau, Sand Dollar Imports, the Nassau Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106, More 94, Playhouse Entertainment, and the management and staff of the Cancer Society and the Cancer Caring Center.
I just want to recognize them and say thank you for the support.
This tree lighting would not have been possible without them.
Okay. So this, again, this Love Lights a Tree.
Yes.
2024. It's going to be this Friday, you said?
This Friday.
Go ahead.
And for anyone who may not be able to make it out and say hi to us when you get there, we will page that they can watch it live.
Okay.
If they cannot make it out. But we'd love to see you come out and join us and enjoy everything that's going on out there.
So that's Friday, November 29th, 2024 at 6 p.m.
sharp.
Mall at Marathon next to CIBC. You can see the big Christmas tree. You can see it for far because it's
40
feet
tall. That's when it's going to be lit
for
the rest of the Christmas season. Yes, that's the first time it'll be lit and just kept lit throughout the season.
And this is the 34th annual Love Lights Tree.
We've been doing this now for 34 years. Okay. This will make our 34th year.
Will there be any caroling happening on this day?
Well, we do. We will be singing Christmas songs.
Okay,
remember,
good.
We're just trying to keep this about a little over an hour because we really don't want to keep persons after.
I won't be out late. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, go remember, ahead. What time do you leave from here?
That's true. That's
okay, most people leave and come straight from work.
So they
have
to
go home. And
yeah.
I wouldn't say the fact that most women do the work at home. I mean, I won't say that, but I do think I have a little more power in here to fight than what we do. And
kids still have
to go home to do homework and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So fortunately it is a weekend, but you know, we try not to make it too long because we don't want people to feel like they're going to be outdone, you know. But it's going to be a great family event. If someone wants to come down, bring their family. I'd love to see you come as well.
Yeah, man,
since you're
going
to be off early.
Yeah, I can be off early. Yeah, that's Miss Gina Rowell, recognizing the Cancer Society of the Bahamas Love Lights a Tree 2024, making sure that we give to those who continue to fight cancer, give in the memory of a loved one, give to thank God for good health, or give to support the cause, right?
Yes.
I'm just going to recognize that. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, but I'm going to leave the last word to you to remind everyone to come out on Friday. So go ahead, Ms. Rowe.
We'd love to see the whole of the Bahamas come out on Friday. Come and enjoy a nice service to give yourself hope and cheer, no matter what you're going through. We will cheer you up, give you a little hope, and know that the holiday will be a wonderful time for you.
Yes. Thank you very much, Ms. Rowe.
Thank you so much.
Guy and Radio AM, we'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply, starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50. 30 pounds, $19.80. Unteed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes, treated dimensional lumber. And, of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and of course, Catherine is inside here with me. And no one, she's here. I say, man, Catherine hopes. But Catherine is... as you know, she works with the Ranfurly Home, and of course, she brought the ambassador up to the Ranfurly Home with her. And the Ranfurly Home is doing some big events this Christmas, and I can let Catherine lead this. What is happening at Ranfurly Home? Why are you here with me today? Because usually I call you and say, man, Catherine, come and host.
I miss you. I'm going to come in and host in the next few weeks to give you a break to get ready for the Christmas.
Please.
But I have to say something Gina just said earlier. She said a six-year-old boy is lighting the tree because he's worked so hard with the team. Shindella quotes when I talk about Ranfurly. But one of the ones I usually say, the truest revelation of a society's soul is the manner in which we treat our children. But today I will say that he said, together as a nation, we have the obligation to put sunshine into the hearts of our little ones. They are our precious possessions. They deserve what happiness life can offer. I know that today as a mother, I grieve our losses this week. As a sister, as an aunt, as a parent, I know you grieved as we all got our Marco alerts and we heard news coming in that broke our hearts. And in the worst case scenarios, we see what happens when children are vulnerable, when children are not protected. I'm going to allow Berniska to come in with the excitement of our raffle, with the fact that we have a great team working together. But I have to couch this in the fact that why you see us hustling tickets along the side, I think St. Barnabas is also selling, and we support you too, is that this is not just something fun so that you can win the amazing prizes of $5,000 going places tickets. Boy, I want that one so badly. But this is essential for our society's soul. When we take care of our kids, the most vulnerable ones, we are saving lives. We've heard the statistics said by Minister LaRota today about the kids that are in the systems. I think he said 169. That's not even, and there's hundreds of cases being investigated by social services. Yes, social services is criticized by what they could do more, but they do much. There's always more that can be done, but we as a community, Hood Watch, we as a team that are helping on so many angles, from cancer to the Salvation Army that was here earlier, to the young lady on with Dwight who is talking about, you know, femicide and violence specifically towards women and girls. All of us together need to hold hands on this. And what Ramfili is doing as the only private home in the Bahamas is saying, we will take these children that are our children given to us by social service, and we're going to do our best to care for them. What that takes is, because we have a limited give from the government, Treasurer Gowan, Bo is always begging on our behalf also, but we have to hustle hard, work hard, be shown to be working hard so that we can continue to bring in the funds to keep the BPL on, to keep the kids closed, to keep them in schools, to keep them safely taken care of like anybody's children. Now, I have the lovely...
Before you go in there, you mentioned the only private home. I didn't understand that.
We're the only private home in the Bahamas. The other ones fall under the government care. They're government staff, they're government run. The Ramfili Homes for Children, I think, was established, and I always get it wrong, 1952, 1953, by Lady Ramfili, after a horrific fire that left children living in cardboard boxes in the streets. She was so moved to establish the Ramfili Home for Children. That has now become the Ramfili. She always wanted it to be the Ramfili Homes that grew and expanded to take in as many children that needed care. We have done some expansions in the last year that we've spoken about before, in that we've created transitional housing in the back of our lovely Mackey Street property so that children, when they hit 18, have a flight plan. They're not just returned to toxic communities or to fledgling situations that may return them to situations that are dangerous for them. So we've made a transitional home in the back of our Mackey Street property where kids that are leaving can apply to have a place if they're doing job experience, if they're doing tertiary education, and have somewhere that has limited rent, limited light fees, but really coaches them to take on adulthood. Because I know you have children, and I know many of our kids, 17, 18, when they're going off into their next stage of life after high school, if they're able to graduate with the right support, will still need help. You don't just push them out the nest at 18 and say, go ahead and do great, especially in this economy. We've read the articles. We know how much money it takes to stay off the streets. And so we at Ramfili are trying to do a little bit to house the children we have said are ours and take care of them. So when we're hustling for this raffle, yes, we want you to participate and have great fun and great prizes by being, in a small way, collaborators in this community care. But we're asking you to look at the bigger picture of what's going on in the country and saying, we see what happens. We see that our little girls are brutalized, that we have our 12-year-old and a 72-year-old brutalized. And the only thing we can do is answer that within, this is an answer. So we are asking support with that in mind, that in buying a ticket, you are saving a life. You are saying these children matters, our nation matters, they are our future, they are the fabric of society. When you tear them, you rip the heart of our nation. So this sounds dramatic and a little Debbie Downer. So I'm going to pass it over to my bright ray of sunshine, Ms. Berniska Bullard, who has been here today before. She is our charming, lovely, educated, successful, warm-hearted, magnanimous brand ambassador of Ramfili and also a former resident of the home. So,
Ms. Bullard, tell us about the raffle, the objective of it, what's the fund that's going to be used, and then go on in detail about what raffle is entailed.
Yes, so the raffle is being used to provide care, as Catherine said, so that's education, just providing opportunities for the kids, and it's really a meaningful contribution that goes towards helping vulnerable kids, our kids. So the tickets are affordable, so they are $2 each. And each book has 20 tickets, which total to about $40. And there are really, really exciting prizes. I hope that I win the gift certificate for $5,000 to go in places.
$5,000.
$5,000 bucks.
When is the drawing?
Saturday, so November 30th at the home at 6 o'clock p.m. We will have it live stream, so you're able to listen on if you did purchase tickets. And we're also encouraging like volunteers and persons from the community to just come down, purchase tickets even on the day of, be able to meet our kids and meet our staff and see firsthand the work that we do.
Good. I need to purchase at least 2 tickets before you leave.
And also see the needs that are, no situation is perfect. We have room for growth. We have room for mentorship and engagement. And so it's a wonderful time for you to step on in and see where your place might be in the Ranfurly family. Again, having Bernishka here shows what can happen when we can have positive impact in somebody's life. She's shared a bit of her story before when she's been on the air. I will just say, as far as facts go, I have to give a shout out to Latoya Polacek, our raffle chair. I'm sorry you're under the weather and can't be here with us today, but thank you for all the endeavoring hard work you do, and to all of those who step up and sponsor and support us throughout the day. But again, this is a way to engage in a possible way. I think, again, as we look at the headlines every day, we are met with the mental tidal wave of impossibility. Like, what could we do? There's nothing to be done. This is overwhelming. This is too tragic. This is too heartbreaking. So this is us breaking it down to a $2 contribution, a $40 book, if you're able to afford that, to say, this is us showing heart. And yes, maybe having a $5,000 gift coupon. This is actually one.
Let's go through the prizes. Yeah. What all prizes are available? Yeah.
So we have a 7-day stay package at Breezes Hotel. We also have Bahamas Fast Ferries, a trip for two to Governor's Harbor, Eleuthera, and also to Harbor Island. And there's various gift certificates ranging from about $200 to $1,000 and a 55-inch flat screen TV.
Nice. Catherine mentioned earlier that the Ranfurly home for, Ranfurly Homes, and that you did some expansions in the back for children who are transitioning to adulthood, right? And I know you had spent some time there, Ms. Bullitt, as a resident of the home. And how was your transition into adulthood? I know you had got a scholarship to go off to university and stuff like that. I'm just trying to get that out of that narrative. How important it is to have a transitional home.
It is super, super important. I always emphasize this when I'm talking about the home and the kids. When I was transitioning, it was super, super scary. They had started the phase and the planning of the transitional home, but it was not built, which means that I needed to focus on my finals at Temple Christian. I needed to consider university and what I wanted to do and source a home and somewhere to go. So it is really, really important. It really gives our kids that are leaving a sense of peace, because they know that they have a safe place to go and they don't need to go back into those situations, as Catherine mentioned earlier, that they would have been taken from. So it's super, super important. As for me in my story, I did obtain a scholarship from University of the Bahamas because of Ranfurly and my time there, and then went on to do the master's in psychology. And now I am working there as a brand ambassador, just cheering our kids on and encouraging them and just trying to shed light and do my best.
Good. How many homes, the extension transition homes you have now at the institution now?
We've just finished the second phase. So there's 6 pods, and that you can have rooms for, they have roommates that they live with. So I think altogether we can house how many children altogether? I would say like 12.
And you mentioned the word pods. Why use that word?
Because they're like little dorm houses, but they're adorable. They have little kitchenettes. We've had wonderful partners come in and house them, like a little HGTV show, like the Give Back Girls
are
one of them.
Yes.
Have come and they've just made them look like doll houses. And we have found, again, one of the missing links in childcare in the country is that if we get these kids, if we pipeline them in, if we manage to extract them from toxic situations in which there's abuse of all kinds, and we actually get them housed, again, we hit 18 and we no longer have any ways to help them. There's nowhere to put them. There's nowhere for them to have their launch into other societies. We found successfully with people who have found success in the past, it's usually been community partnerships, community mentorships, like Benishka was able to make throughout her time in the home that helped support her. But it's a big struggle going forward if you don't have someone saying, here's an apartment, here's a job, here's a little bit of money to get you started. So with these homes, they are adjacent to somewhere they feel comfortable. They have somewhere safe they can come home to. There's somewhere safe they can continue their studies and save up a little bit of money. But also it's life skill building. They have to pay minimal rent. They have to pay for light. There's minimal bills that we give to them to understand how to maintain budgets. And one of the things program of the transitional home or community partners that will come in and say, hey, we'll help you do a resume. Hey, this is what you should do on a job interview. Do you have your driver's license? Are you ready to go? Can I take you to the grocery store and show you? You have $100 to spend on groceries this week. You have $50 to spend on groceries. This is what you need to buy to get through the week. And so, again, we're trying to launch them into adulthood so that there is a chance. We know when children grow up in healthy homes and healthy environments with all of the advantages, we still struggle to make sure that they have a chance to be successful in life. And these are children that are coming from places of great, I don't want to feel like, the feeling of a giraffe on a newborn giraffe on legs walking out into the world. Like, they don't have that firm footing. So these pods, we hope, are a safe house for not a holding plan for adolescent trauma, but a flight pad for success.
How many residents currently is at the Ranfurly Home for Children right now?
So there are 21 kids, okay. 15 boys, 6 girls. And in terms of our transitional home, we have one beautiful young lady that's staying at the back of the transitional home. And what some people don't know is that we don't only provide the transitional home for our kids, but she is from another government home. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we've been hosting her. And I'm so excited to say that, you know, we helped her get her papers in order. And today is her first day on the job.
Good
at Atlantis.
Her. Good for her.
So again, we open to the family islands have the ability to apply and come to us. And I will say, since that came up, the Ranfurly Homes for Children, if you're ever interested in doing part of the Christmas give, we can match you with a child to help you buy a gift this Christmas. But we do load up crates every year and send them off to our cat island, the All By Children's Home, to ensure that the children are learning to give, to learning their own version of good citizenship and volunteerism, and learning that there is help that they are able to offer so that as they, again, transition into adulthood, it's not a legacy of expectancy or victimhood, but we're creating healthier, stronger, contributing citizens so we can break these toxic cycles that sometimes take generations to escape from, so we can stop seeing the heartbreaking headlines that we're reading.
I want to explore it some more in terms of the general bohemian population assisting Ranfurly, especially during the Christmas time, because I know you take in donations send gifts to Cat Island and the various government children home. How can Bohemian's partner get in contact with you? What do you need partnership in, assistance in? I know you mentioned resumes, you mentioned tutoring and stuff like that. How can general businesses and society help?
Okay, so put in place by social services that involved a process of how would you say, screening before you can become necessarily a mentor that can take a child off with you anywhere. Mm-hmm. However, we are always open, especially over the holidays, for activities within the home that engage our children, that keep them positively active, you know, whether it's come over and do a craft, do some hair, to host a movie night, or treat the kids to all go out to a fusion movie night that we could then have staff accompany them with. And again, to engage them in activities. We are totally open to volunteer activities that people want to partner with our kids to do. Beach cleanup, something to do with Unity House. So if you as a group would like to engage with our group of kids and do something that socializes them in a way that's not just entertainment, but also edutainment, as we like to say, that's a wonderful way to give. As far as community coaching and partnership, yes, contact the home. We can match you with a need. We can match you with a child. We can match you with someone who needs tutoring, and we can, and and financially, whatever you want to give, whenever you want to give it. I'm always touched by the big gifts because they keep our lights on and keep our school fees paid and keep our kids clothes. But there's nothing more beautiful than every Christmas when you see somebody coming in with the widow's mite, with their little. We have some older people that come in every year and they'll have their $100. And you know that it's a sacrifice. You know that it comes from the heart and a belief. Again, a belief in the neighborhood that is the Bahamas. And when we step back and look at the bigger social fabric that seems to be fraying on the edges, and we're, again, feeling beyond hope when we're seeing these crimes against young people and older people, we have to remember that kingdoms are saved by communities, that children are saved by homes. And this is a home that's trying to save children. The children in Ranfurly are the lucky ones. They're the blessed ones. They're the ones that have somewhere safe to return to every day. There are so many little children out there that aren't even on the radar. Their cases have yet to be reported. And so that if we can continue to contribute in any way that's community-minded, I think that it will take, it increases an awareness. You know, like when you exercise, you walk 5 miles, all of a sudden you make better choices with your eating. Yeah. When you become involved in any community activity, whether it be something that assists the animals or cancer or Ranfurly, I feel like there's a heart that opens up and a sense of behavior and citizenship that spreads. And we want to teach our children to be good citizens. So we welcome creative partnership. We welcome financial support.
Financial support is important.
We need it to keep our doors open. There's been times over the last few years where we've literally said, do we face closing? But I think the core, the heart of Ranfurly, the board is small but committed. Most of the people on the board have been there for, gosh, over a decade. We have there that are trying to hold it up and open. Hello to our president, Joey Premock, who's been there for 17 years. And so many other partners that we continue to work behind the scenes, even though they're not officially on the board. And we have a wonderful administrator. But we, any way that you can step forward and show care of our kids, it ripples through. It's like the lighting of the tree for the Cancer Society. It shows hope. It shows joy. It shows a collaborative effort. I was listening to a show on the Community Watch earlier, and it's like sometimes it just shows that you're reaching out and holding hands together does make all the difference. We're advocating for each other, we're witnessing for each other, and we're hoping we're going to open a door that could change a life and save a life. It's only $2 or $40 for a book. You can go to the home and buy a book at Mackey Street. You can go into our gates and buy a book. You could go out on Saturday and just be part of the atmosphere and vibe. But mostly you can make us feel like we have the encouragement to pass on to these kids so that they feel like there's hope for a good citizenship ahead.
I have several texts asking about donations that they want to assist. They want to commit, right? You mentioned financial donations. This person is asking about what if she has clothes to donate? Is there a process for that? If they have small money, I have one text saying, would you take a small $20? Commentary on that. Seems like people want to help, but just don't know how to plug in.
I mean, $20 isn't small anytime. So anything is welcome and anything is touching. As far as clothes go, we do have children that are 12 to 17 usually. And so they dress and act like teenagers. And so we try to accept accordingly, but we do that with an
open arm.
How does
that process go about?
If you have clothes that you think that your teenager would wear and be happy to wear out in public, please think of us and send it through. If not, the Salvation Army that was on just an hour before with Aaron is a great place to do to send clothes that might have different matches that might be for an older generation or a younger generation. So teen-friendly clothes, yes, are welcome. Bradishka, do you want to talk any more about other donations that you look for?
Okay, look at me. Okay, let's talk about mentorship, right? Let's talk about mentorship. I have a friend, Nadia Adley. She is a mentor.
Board member.
She is a superhero, yes.
See, same thing, right? And I know she's mentored several children there. It's a long process. Mm-hmm. If people out there say, you know what? I always wanted to help, but I do not know the process. Because I know it's great scrutiny that you have to go through. But just so listen audience can be aware of what is the process, the general process. I don't have to go in detail because I know there's more things that you may not have on the cusp of your mind. But what is the general process of becoming a mentor? And then define what a mentor is.
So the mentorship, if you want to have a child and be able to take a child independently with you, is something that has to completely go through social services. And it has been years of us trying to update and regulate what that process will look like. And we're still not quite sure what that means. I'm not saying that to get us into trouble, but you have to see that the social services has to be very careful with who they allow the children to go with. And they take that very seriously. So it's hard for me to say at any given time that if you come in 2 to 3 weeks, you'll have the ability to have access to a child. When I went through the mentorship program, it was everything to do with a home visit and recommendations and. But we are currently waiting for the updated mandate on what that looks like. However, what I will say as far as group mentorship, or again, you coming into the home, like let's sessions, or you want to come in and play, you know, play some games with the boys, or even bring some hamburgers and light up the grill on a Friday night. We had Sawyer Boy come once with his friends, and he did like a comedy act. So there's in-home mentorship that's allowed. And if you would like to do an excursion with the kids, like you want to take some of them out to Fusion, or we don't have bowling anymore, whatever we do, fishing, doing something else like that, that can be done with a staff member or someone else involved. As far as, again, becoming a one-on-one mentor at this time, that you can come into the home and apply to be someone who can come in and tutor and visit a child on a weekly basis. Being able to take a child out of the home, I would like social services to let us know that too. So please clarify with us too how that works and when we'll know about that. I say with love and appreciation for all our social workers.
I'm going to ask Ms. Bullard a question. Who's a brand ambassador to Run Fully, right? Earlier, Catherine mentioned that the children at the Run Fully home are some of the lucky ones, right? And I was thinking, how can you be lucky when you live in a home? And I know you went through the process of being at the home. And going to use that term, one of the lucky ones. You consider yourself one of the lucky ones?
She's not exaggerating. I feel blessed. And I'm honored to have, every time I talk about my story, I always say it was life-changing. But that's what it was. It gave me a second chance at life. They gave me opportunities that I would have not otherwise had. And for the trauma and the hardships that I would have experienced as a child, I also received counseling and just aid, private education, which uplifted me and allowed me to continue my education. And I had mentors. And I think Catherine sometimes don't give herself enough credit, but I am so grateful to her. She was there from the beginning of time. I remember coming into the office and Mr. Robert, our old administrator at the time, asked, would you mentor Berniska? And without flinching, she looked at me and she said, yes. And that was the beginning of something very beautiful. And she's family.
Yes, we're family. We were raised together. I went to Ramfully. It's been 22 years we went to Ramfully for. But when I feel like I misspoke when I said lucky. A lot of the children have gone to Ramfully have been through tremendous trauma. And that is
And
not,
I wanted to explore that, no. Especially in this atmosphere. I'm going to take a quick break. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break, Frick. Especially when we are hearing tragic stories of people living in Nassau, children. Mm-hmm. And that Ramfully seems to be like a salvation. And the homes to salvation to many children. So I understood when you said lucky one, but I wanted to hash that out, that Bahamians understand that the Minister of Social Services, you need to speak out, reach out and bring some people. And I want to know if that was what he meant, that Ramfully can help children. We're going to be right back. We're actually going to talk about the raffle that Ramfully is doing, right? But I wanted to delve into some of these stories on what's happening. Of course, we have the brand ambassador, Berniska Bullard. And of course, we have a Ramfully representative, my cousin, right? Right? Catherine.
Our
Catherine
fam.
Mitchell, right? Yeah. We're going to be right back, though.
Is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, I'm with this is CA Nuri. I'm here with Catherine Mitchell. I'm also here with Radnishka Bullard, who's a brand ambassador to the Rentfully Homes. I tend to forget that there are other homes at times because Rentfully Home tends to get a lot of publicity. Well, they know me. You can call here and say, Nuri, can I come on the radio and speak? So that's that too. And is the Bellany home still existing?
Bellany Lane, as far as I know, they have closed.
They have closed. What about the one through, what that corner is?
The Children's Emergency Hostel, Elizabeth Estates.
And the Nazareth.
And the Nazareth Center.
Nazareth Center, that.
Bethel, off Bethel Avenue.
Yeah, Millennium Gardens, mm-hmm. I see that.
Yes, and we inherit a lot, and we have total interest and support in all of these children, because most our children come from these homes if they're pipelined in. Obviously, some are older that will come into Rentfully for the first time, but we inherit a lot of the children from Nazareth that would be raised in the system and then come to us. So support of these homes is important, and there's a look to, in one of the shows come up, there's a look to form an umbrella protection agency that will look to taking care of all of these homes and making sure that resources are shared, counseling shared, effective use of manpower and personnel is shared. But again, Rentfully is the only private home in the country, which does mean we get less of a government support financially, and doesn't mean we're richer. I mean, sometimes people look at Rentfully and be like, I see they get nice shoes. I'm like, no, that means we have to hustle harder. And if you see a child well-dressed and well-maintained in public, that's not because we're flush with millions in a bank account. It means that we have mentors that have stepped in and decided to do that for a child. So that's something we always come across. But any home that you wish to give to, any agency you wish to support over these holiday seasons, or in any way you wish to get engaged, please, any child helped strengthens the nation.
Let me ask this question. How in Cat Island all the time you come? So because you're partnered with Cat Island, but do you know of any other ones?
I know of the Old Bite home in Cat Island. Is there any other official homes?
Yes, it's the Freeport.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
we took
course.
The kids,
yes,
during Dorian.
The obvious Freeport home that has been rebuilt since Hurricane Dorian, that we actually, as a home, as Renishka was saying, housed them for the year while they rebuilt the home over there. So that's when our population doubled during that time, and Rentfully said yes and took the children in during that time.
And last question before I start talking about the raffle one more time and purchasing, right? Do Bahamians still adopt children? Does that process still happen? Because it seems as if you stay there.
Yes, they do. And actually, I receive calls on a monthly basis. Actually, I just received a call yesterday asking about the process of adoption. But like Catherine say, it's no easy fate. There is a process and they have to go through social services. I hope that the process is made a little bit smoother for mentorship and for adoption, because that's the point, right? Sometimes, you know, we're happy to host the kids, but the idea is to also like empower families so that maybe one day the kids can reunite with their family. Now, the statistics of that is very low.
Can I have a show on just that, the process on adoption and the process of mentorship? And just giving information.
Yes, we should have a show on that. And we need to access the right people from social services.
You arrange that for me. And then I'll bring them here.
Advise us on these processes, because I would not be one who can speak to that. But I also would like to know.
Okay. So anyway, let's start talking about the raffle again, when and where I can pick these things up. Oh, no, I got to actually give a shout out to. I got to give a shout out to some people. Because they sent, before I forget, I want you to talk about the raffle. But if I forget,
Let's see where the person is. Miss Cicely from the parish of Epiphany. She listens all the time. And I said, I promised her that I'm going to give her a shout out. And I wanted to say that before the show ends. And the show's
hi, Miss Cicely.
Yes, yes, yes. And the people who does that that service in the car on Mackey Street, they listen all the time. I want to make sure I give a shout out. Now back to you. Let's talk about the raffle ticket. When, where, which, how?
So the raffle drawing is this Saturday. November 30th mm-hmm. at 6 p.m. It will be broadcast live. So we are encouraging you guys to come on down, purchase a ticket. Also, this week leading up to Saturday, if you want tickets, we are happy to arrange a driver to bring them to you. So we will make it convenient.
So bankers could call and say, bring me some tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, bring us some books. Books. No, don't be calling for us to deliver $3 worth of tickets.
No. Books.
See, bring us books, yes. If you're calling from a bank, we'll deliver books. And we say that with love and gratitude.
Okay. And the tickets, individual tickets.
So the tickets is $2 and each book is $40. So they're super affordable.
Yeah.
They could do that.
Yes.
It's affordable.
And the live raffle is this Saturday.
Yes.
Can people, like, can I go to the Renfrew home and buy a book? Because, you know, yours have your gate lock, man. So I want to know how that process.
We would love you to come by the Renfrew home and buy a book. We have had a desk selling on the side of the road for the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. But yes, you are welcome to come to Renfrew and buy tickets from the home specifically. Smile at us, wave at us. And again, we'd be happy if you doing your Christmas errands or shopping or on a work break on Saturday, pop on in and just be part of the atmosphere and, you know, give us some of the holiday spirit that we all need as a country.
Good.
And if you want to volunteer, we're also going to be folding tickets on Saturday. We're going to have some breakfast, a nice Bahamian lunch, sponsored by our lovely Vice President, LaToya.
Is this a good opportunity for high school students who need community service
and
hours?
University of the Bahamas as well. Please come.
So community service students.
What time will that start, Pranishka?
So from 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
10 a.m.
So who do I call for that? Or they show up?
Call 393-3115.
One more time.
393-3115.
So if you need community service hours to graduate, you can call that number and come up there and fold some tickets for this.
November 30th.
And what time is the drawing?
6 p.m. sharp.
6 p.m.
sharp.
Hi,
Mr. Clement Foster. Hi, Mr. Foster.
Yes.
We thank our board. We thank our administrator, Mr. Vo. We thank Guardian Radio. You've always said yes when we begged to come on the show. Y'all are amazing. 180 years. Please keep
your
strength.
On that show for me so I can understand how to adopt and how to do that mentorship. Call the people who you know and then tell them come on, see any real make space for them.
And we appreciate the social service workers that tirelessly work to support and care for our kids. I know it's not easy and it comes with so much criticism, but there's a lot of heart there.
Yeah. I may have to reach out to them to find out how do you make a call to social services and that process too. Just because it's in the news now and people are emotional about it. Mm-hmm. Just so people understand the process of what's how to do these things.
And a reminder that there is a domestic violence unit and a phone number that goes along with it. I don't know it off the top of my head, but if you're in a situation this Christmas coming up, they have a wonderful team that is hand-picked to handle cases, and they can also assist you. So if you're in a situation during this season, remember your resources, the Bahamas Crisis Center, the Bahamas Domestic Violence Unit, the home unit. And thank you again, Guardian Radio. We appreciate your heart and service and nation building.
This has been Guardian Radio, AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.